What if I have a physical disability? 4.5 over 10. As Amelitha plays mainly with one hand, she went straight to the settings to see what she could arrange, and it's fair to say that her concerns quickly increased. In fact, gaming with limited controller use means that you have to assign critical keys to the right places. And in Stellar Blade, that isn't possible. The only key configuration possible is the default one. It isn't possible to modify or reverse the joysticks either. However, you can adjust the sensitivity of the various actions related to the left joystick. Camera and aim sensitivity can be adjusted over 10 levels for ranged combat. The right movement joystick isn't adjustable. There also isn't any way to modify dead zones, which are nonetheless useful for players with limited fine motor skills. In terms of key operations, it should be noted that critical actions are assigned to keys that are difficult to use. Sprinting and auto lock on are, for example, placed on stick buttons, L3 and R3. In addition, Stellar Blade requires specific key combinations, and there are lots of them. For example, special attacks are powerful and will quickly become indispensable during gameplay. However, to use them, you have to press L1 plus another key. This requires you to use both sides of the controller, making it difficult to do with one hand. Nico, whose cerebral palsy limits the use of his left hand, quickly gave up the game because of this. What's worse, enhanced attack skills involve complicated key sequences. For example, the Onslaught 2 attack requires the following sequence: triangle, square, square held for 1 second, triangle. And, of course, the combo fails at the slightest mistake. However, as fights become more difficult, you'll need to use special attacks more frequently for tougher enemies. It's been noted that these long press skills are triggered quite easily. So, if you don't have very much control over how long you're pressing, it's going to get annoying. For example, the triangle's hair trigger is quite sensitive, and the timing isn't adjustable. So, if you risk triggering it unintentionally, and since it's a skill with a cooldown, it can be frustrating. In any case, this was true for the team. This is all the more annoying with heal being placed on the up button of the directional arrows. A single touch heals you quickly, while a long touch opens the menu where you assign a potion to this key. So, very often in combat, you might open the menu instead of just healing yourself. This interrupts combat dynamics. So, we expected a lot of button mashing and hoped for some assistance. There's a setting that automates casts, but only for a very secondary activity, fishing. On the other hand, Stellar Blade has an auto-loot option, and collectible items are numerous, since chests and bosses can drop 5 or 6 items each. However, default loot is set to individual pickup by pulling the trigger, without any priority to important objects. This auto-loot setting will, therefore, save you a lot of button presses. As for joystick management in combat, camera lock keeps the camera locked on the enemy, but it reverts after your first opponent dies. You then have to relock, using L3, and face the next enemy, otherwise, the camera won't follow. Stellar Blade nonetheless offers an auto lock-on option, but your strikes will still only target the nearest enemy. So even if you can't see them, you're still hitting the closest enemy. Also, note that there isn't any auto-aim option. One positive point is that you use the touchpad to carry out an environmental scan, which can be very useful. Amelitha explained that it's convenient because the button's big and centrally located. So, you can activate it with any hand and with just a single touch. But the touchpad is very sensitive, so if you're overly energetic in fights, it's easy to swipe it instead, which triggers scans in mid-fight and can disrupt combat dynamics. As far as muscle fatigue is concerned, note that vibrations can be deactivated. Moreover, if vibrations are a permanent problem for you, they can be permanently deactivated in the console settings. Amelitha shows you how in her video. Also, note that opening the menu freezes the fight, thus allowing you to take a breather if the fight gets too tiring for you. Basically, as you can see, Stellar Blade requires fine motor skills and very quick reflexes to execute perfect parries and dodges. Depending on your abilities and preferences, you can choose a different tactic. For example, if your reflexes are fast enough, you can use special attacks that reload with strong parries or dodges. If your reflexes are slower, rely more on basic attacks, which can be strong if you know the advanced combinations. Actually, they're just sequences of single presses, so you don't need so much reactivity. But even if you adapt your play style, the game offers little support and will be difficult to master if you have difficulties with motor skills or reflexes. Unanimously, all the players on the team wouldn't recommend the game in this case.